Hello?
Yes?
Hello, Mr. Compton?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I think we lost you there. Okay, well, I'm actually in the recording studio now, so can I go ahead?
Yes, you can go.
Okay, Mr. Compton, well, these articles published in the Star newspaper on Saturday, claiming to represent letters written by you to a young lady. Can you tell us what has been your reaction, then, to the publication of these stories?
Look, for the last 3 years or more, I've been under persistent attack being smeared by that newspaper. And what is surprising to me is that he was trying to internationalize his smear campaign and using the BBC, Caribbean Service, as his vehicle. I'm really disappointed that he succeeded in doing that. You know that it seems that we in the Caribbean, we have a genetic defect, that we must pull down and drag down everything. And those of us who have got some opportunity, particularly some exposure, to try and save our leaders from this sort of scurrilous attack that comes from time to time. I've been under this incessant attack by this man and his paper for over 3 years now. Now he's tried at the eve of the election campaign to internationalize it and use the BBC. That is disappointing that the BBC Caribbean Service permitted itself to be used in this way.